It's a Football Friday on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And the Cleveland Browns 2013 NFL Draft Party is Thursday, April 25th at First Energy Stadium. Watch all the first-round draft action, including visits from current and former Browns players, live broadcasts, and the chance to personally select your seats for the 2013 season. Doors open at 6 p.m. Admission is free. For more information, visit clevelandbrowns.com. And we go to the Revel Wireless Hotline for this segment, which is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube, to our good friend Hanford Top Dog Dixon. Dog, I'll tell you what, busy week, obviously, in Berea with mini camp, 3 days of practice during the week. The schedule comes out. Now we know who the Browns are going to be playing and all kinds of – and then, oh, yeah, there's a draft coming up soon, coming up next week. So a lot of topics to get to. I want to start with mini camp, and I want to start with DeQuell Jackson, because I thought he said some very interesting things when he talked with reporters about being in this 3-4 scheme, this Ray Horton scheme, and basically saying how nice it's going to be, just and this gives you a sense of how thrilled he is to be a part of this, how nice it's going to be for the Browns to have an opportunity to give the Ravens and the Steelers some of their, quote, own medicine because of the type of scheme, very similar defensive scheme the Browns are going to run.
Well, no question about it, because, you know, for a long time, I mean, looking at Baltimore and looking at Pittsburgh, I mean, they've been coming in here and they've been just what DeQuell said, beating up on our offense with that 3-4 defense. And it's just such an aggressive type style of defense, where, you know, we're so used to seeing guys like Harrison, Suggs, guys like that in our backfield pretty much all the time. But we're going to get a chance to do some of that, because, as you know, Vic, we got Ray Horton, who knows that scheme and knows the that type of defense very, very well. And I'm just looking forward to watching our guys and seeing how they adapt and just constantly on the attack. And what I mean by that is putting a lot of pressure on the opposing team's offense, causing havoc. See, one thing you know, when you play the Pittsburgh Steelers and when you play the Baltimore Ravens, they do such a good job of disguising their defense, and you don't know where that blitzer is coming from. I mean, you know they're coming, you just don't know where they're coming from. And that's the beauty of that defense. And now we're going to do a lot of that, and I'm just really excited about it.
And I think it's critical that DeQuell Jackson is on board with it, as he is, that you've got a veteran leader that you know very well, Rob Chudzinski as head coach, Ray Horton as defensive coordinator. Yeah, they're the new guys in charge, and they're in charge, but they have to have the help and the support of someone in that locker room who has the respect of his teammates, and especially on that defensive side, right? And I think the fact that DeQuell is all in, and that DeQuell is describing it as something that he's going to be fitting well and feeling good with, I think is critical.
Well, no question. And DeQuell, for instance, he is really big, just like that coach on the field. I mean, he's just like having Ray Horton in the huddle. I mean, you hit it right on the head. He's such a well-respected guy, not only just on this football team, but around the league. A guy with good character. A guy that every time he goes on the field, he's giving you everything he's got. And players respect that. Not only do they respect him as a man, they respect him as a football player. And DeQuell is a guy, he is the one that's going to lead this team and lead this defense against all the opposing quarterbacks or opposing offenses coming in here. And again, I just can't wait. Vic, I wish I could play a few plays, but I can't, because one thing I know about that 3-4 defense, it really brings out a corner's talent, because those guys are going to be on an island all by themselves. They're going to be playing a lot of man-to-man coverage. And one thing we know, I mean, we got our buddy on the one side talking about Hayden, but we're just still trying to figure out who we're going to use on the other side. And I know at minicamp we've been using Buster Scream, and we've also been using the kid Owings. Both of those have been playing the corner, but who knows what we're going to do during the draft. But, again, exciting time for the Cleveland Browns, a great, great defense, and, again, an attack tight defense. And again, if I could play a few plays, Vic, I would go out there and do it.
We're visiting with Hanford Top Dog Dixon as he regularly joins the show. He's with us on the Revel Wireless Hotline, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. No, all this attack style stuff that we're talking about here, though, Hanford, and this ties in with the announcement of the schedule. We know who the Browns are playing. They open up the season September 8th. But right away, when you get into this schedule, and at week two, they face Joe Flacco and the defending Super Bowl champion Ravens. You know, you've got a Matthew Stafford on this schedule on October 13th. When the Lions come to town, you go out to Green Bay the following week to face Aaron Rodgers. Some very good quarterbacks. And, oh, by the way, late in the season, Tom Brady. They got to take him on in New England. So, I think all this pass rush talk, your point about cornerback is valid, too, in terms of it being a need and figuring out what's there. But I really think that we're getting – we knew who the opponents are, but now that we see – the schedule in front of us and we're concentrating on it and staring at it, that the vital nature of having this pass rush be as strong as it can be, because you got to do something to disrupt or get those quarterbacks on the ground or force mistakes.
Well, you're right, Vic, and you're also right about this schedule, because when you look at the schedule, I mean, obviously, there's nowhere to hide on there, and we're not to say we're looking for anywhere to hide. We want to bring them all on, and you and I have talked about it. I think we got the Baltimore Ravens on the 15th of early in the year, September 15th. There at their place, and what a better time you and I'd say to catch them than to try to catch them early.
Right, earlier the better, before they get settled into what they're doing, and they underwent a lot of changes.
Right, and right after that, where do we go? We got Minnesota. Yeah, yeah. You know, we know that football team. But Vic, looking at down that thing, I mean, we got Green Bay. You know, and it's just going to be an awesome game there. And then December 8th, we got to go. We got Tom Brady and company. So it's a schedule that I think it's going to show the type of football team that we have. And I think we're going to have a pretty good one, because, again, we've had the opportunity right now during minicamp these few days to bring everybody in and get everybody on the same page and let everybody know what we're trying to accomplish as a football team. And then we're going to have another mini camp, I think 2 weeks right after the draft. So it's going to be interesting. And again, as business as usual, we're moving forward ahead.
Yeah, definitely. And it's exciting to know about this primetime game, October 3rd. I know every team gets a Thursday night game. But last year the Browns had to travel to that one to Baltimore. They get a home one, and the first home primetime game for this team since 2009. And you know how much that stadium, First Energy Stadium, is going to be rocking.
Oh, it's going to be rocking. And I was just, you know, as you were talking about it, I was sitting here and I'm moving from left and moving to right, just feeling the energy right now that's going to be in that place.
On April 19th, you're feeling the energy. That's yeah. Impressive, Hanford.
Hey, Nick, I can't wait. I can't wait for it. The story actually has already started, but you know, and you know our fans, they're going to show up in force, and all the dog masks and the dog pound, and everybody's going to be going. And you know what? It's going to be interesting. Again, we got a new we got life again, Vic. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We have life with Chud and Turner and everybody. I'm just excited. Like I say, you know how to get me going. You know, and we got a ways to go before.
That's right. We got to pace ourselves. We've got to pace ourselves. Hanford, great, and thank you so much for taking the time with us, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Oh, you got it, partner. It's always a pleasure.
He's the Top Dog, Hanford Dixon, joining us on the Revel Wireless Hotline, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up. Conversations with Joe Thomas and Billy Wynn and Greg Little ahead on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.